From the late 1940s through the early 1960s, the New York Yankees dominated Major League Baseball. During that stretch, the Yankee outfield featured Joe DiMaggio and later Mickey Mantle. In the beginning, Allie Reynolds was on the pitching mound, and later it was Whitey Ford and Don Larson. But there was one constant from the World Series champions of 1947 to the team that won it all in 1962. Sometimes in the outfield, but mostly behind the plate catching, was Yogi Berra. He played in more World Series, 14 of them, on more teams that won the series, 10 of them, and in more World Series games, 75, than any other player in Major League Baseball history. And he holds about a dozen other World Series records, too many to mention here. Now, with Dave Kaplan, Yogi Berra has written a book called 10 Rings, about those 10 championship seasons, and he joins us now from New York. Welcome once again, Mr. Berra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, when you think back on those 10 New York Yankees teams that you were on that won the mm-hmm. World Series, mm-hmm. is there any one single moment that stands out among the rest as the greatest moment of World mm-hmm. Series play for you?
Well, I got to pick two, I guess. Maybe three. You know, Don Larson's no-hitter in 56. It's got to be. You know, we played 100 years, you know, 100-year anniversary of the Yankees. And there's never been a no-hitter in a World Series.
Perfect game.
Perfect
fact,
one
yeah.
either. You know, it's a perfect game, too. And that's got to be one of them. I almost caught another one in 47. We had two outs in the ninth inning. Bill Bevin's pitching. He got a double. Cookie Lavagetto got a double off, and we lost the game, 3-2.
You remarked that Bevin's walked off crying that day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the third one?
Third one, I guess, being winning five in a row from 49 to 53.
At the end of the 1953 World Series. Against
right.
the Dodgers again.
Dodgers. Mm-hmm.
Most of the time you were catching.
Yeah, most of the time. Well, I played a little outfield, too. Yeah.
But when you're catching, and you mentioned this, that in the outfield it was kind of lonely because you'd be standing out there in the outfield alone.
It is lonely, it is. Mickey used to holler at me all the time.
Mickey Mantle as well.
Yeah, Mickey, keep me awake a little bit.
but when
catching I enjoyed.
Catching
because you talk to everybody.
You talk to the batters, you talk to the umpire.
Yeah. Heck yeah, a lot of times I turned around to the umpire, they thought I was arguing. But I never did argue with them. I just passing the time, where you going tonight, you know, and all that stuff. Getting good with them. That's what I did.
Well, you mentioned at one point, it was at some point, Ted Williams came up to bat. And kind of conversations would you have with Ted Williams?
Oh, he would get mad. I used to say, where are you going tonight, Ted? What are you doing? You go, when are you going fishing? And he used to say, shut up, you little dago. I'm up here to hit, not to talk about fishing or hunting.
This was baseball, after all.
That's right. It was baseball. Ted was a great hitter. And a nice man, too, boy. A great guy.
Just evidently not a great conversationalist when he was batting.
He didn't want anybody to bother him when he's hitting.
How do you understand this? When you were playing in, say, the late 40s, early 50s, mm-hmm. Major League Baseball was much, much more popular than professional football or than professional basketball. It was, without challenge, the national mm-hmm. pastime. The Yankees, by the late 40s, had drawn 2 million fans one year.
Yeah, yeah.
There were only 8 teams in either league for most of that time.
Yeah.
And so the number of major league players was rather limited. And yet it was a time when you could not only be a major leaguer, but a very good one, and in the winter go home and have to work
at
a restaurant or as a pipe fitter on a gas station.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, I only got $5,000 my first year. We won that World Series, and we got an extra five. You know, that was pretty good. When I went home, this was when I wasn't married, my first year, I worked at Sears and Roebuck then. Then I went back home again, you know, after the season. You know, I made $9,000 my second year. I went back home, worked at a restaurant, Jerry's Restaurant in St. Louis. That's when I said, nobody goes here, it's too crowded.
when you go to Yankee Stadium today and you watch a mm-hmm. ball game, what are the things that to you are most different about the game of baseball, Major League Baseball today from when you started out?
Well, they don't take infield like we used to do, you know, all that. All they do, they like to do is hit, 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 hit. They don't want to work on anything else, a lot of them. When we went to spring training, we worked on things, you know. But you ask a guy, come on, let's go, we're going to work on this. And all he says, I got to hit before I get cheated out of something. The most swings we ever took at spring training is 7 swings. And these guys hit for, they take about 90 swings a day. And then still go hit in the cage. I don't know if that helps or not.
Well, do you think they're generally better hitters today than they were?
Oh, I don't know about that. No. I don't know. You can't tell them. I always tell them, well, I didn't face the guy. They say, what do you think you do against this guy? I said, no, I haven't faced him. I don't know what he does, what I could do against him. And it's tough. The game has changed. It has a lot, you know. With all the salaries and everything, and the player don't stay with the same team all the time. And nobody's going to win 10 World Series, I'll tell you that.
Do you think anyone you ever played with on the field, whether it was Mantle, DiMaggio, or against, whether it was Ted Williams, was actually as good as, say, Barry Bonds is?
I thought Ted Williams was a good hitter.
Yeah.
Real good hitter. If you, the way he hit, I don't know how they play Barry, you know, you don't get to see him.
Mm-hmm.
The way Ted Williams, my gosh, to hit the way he did, you had the second baseman playing short right field, the shortstop playing it behind second, and the third baseman at short.
The shift.
If he wanted to bunt, he probably could hit 500. You know, but he never wanted to bunt.
There was nobody on that side of the field.
He still hit 400 that one year by doing that shift. He was a good hitter. I used to get on him, too, and say, boy, I swing at them balls you take.
Well, before I let you go, I just want you to explain to a generation who might be as familiar with the cartoon character Yogi Bear as with you, how you, Lawrence Peter Berra, came by the name Yogi.
I played American Legion ball right in St. Louis. Bobby Huffman, I don't know if you remember Bobby Huffman played with the Giants. He's on our team. You know, we didn't have no dugouts. We used to sit on the ground. I had my legs crossed and my arms crossed. And they looked at me and they said, Bobby Huffman said, you look like a yogi. And that stuck because they became Yogi.
And from that time on, your friends called you Yogi?
Yep.
My wife still calls me Yogi.
Yeah. She calls me Lawrence, I'm in trouble.
Well, we're not going to do that. Thank you very much for coming to talk with us today.
All right, thank you.
Yogi Berra, the author of 10 Rings, My Championship Seasons.